The Gospel Restored, Elder Almasson, Almasson, Conference Report, April 1968, pages 40-42. My brethren and sisters, the Gospel of Jesus Christ has been restored in its fullness. It has no substitute. It is God's plan to save humanity and to bring His children back to Him. In modern times, it began to function on the 6th day of April 1830, when the church was organized. Christ's church will grow and flourish in the future as it has in the past. I quote from modern Revelation, "The glory of the Lord shall be upon her, and there shall come unto her out of every nation under heaven." These prophetic words, given on September 11, 1831, are being fulfilled. The church has reached a juncture where it has an opportunity to be heard. Many barriers and much prejudice have been removed, and prominent men in the world are making their own investigations. Formula for Peace. The gospel message is before the world. It is being studied and investigated by thinkers and scholars. Books and magazines dealing with the revealed word are being read. Eventually, wise men will come to know that the only formula for peace is contained in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hatred, malice, and vindictiveness must give way to the love advocated and exemplified by the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other effective way, for in His gospel is the power to save, plan for man's redemption. Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles, realized that the gospel is the covenant which the Lord has made with men for their salvation and exaltation. It embraces all the rights, power, and authority to save and exalt a human family. It is definite in all of its commitments. It must not be perverted or modified to suit the convenience, or to satisfy the whims and the sophistries of false teachers and others who seek to evade its responsibilities. I quote Paul's words to the Galatians, "But though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed." Jesus was similarly positive when he said, "Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." He also cautioned his followers to beware of false prophets, who would come to them in sheep's clothing. There was to be no deviation from the outline plan for the redemption of mankind. It is definite and specific in all of its requirements. Obedience is the price of salvation. Mission of the Church. The mission of the Church is to establish God's kingdom upon the earth, to safeguard it from error and falsehood, and to promote righteous living among its membership, to carry forward its program. Organizations have been perfected, missionary work instituted, and foundations securely laid. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints proclaims the restoration of the gospel with all the gifts, keys, powers, and authority. It functions as it did anciently, with apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists, etc. "Ye must be born again," said Jesus to Nicodemus, who had confessed his faith and manifested his desire to investigate the teachings of the Master. In his interview with the Jewish ruler, Jesus referred to the church as the kingdom of God, an organization through which the work of regeneration should be accomplished. Nicodemus was impressed but not converted, even though the first principles of the gospel were explained to him by the Master Teacher. Many are called but few are chosen. The gospel plan. The restored gospel is identical in all respects to the gospel taught by the Savior and His apostles. The requirements, the principles, and the ordinances are the same. There is no deviation in the fundamental teachings, no departure from the high standards demanded, and no modifications in the authorized procedures. The law of health, for instance, known as the word of wisdom, is a part of the gospel plan. Its observance makes for physical fitness, mental proficiency, moral soundness, and spiritual development. The law of tithing is the Lord's method of providing the necessary revenues for the operation of the church in its far-reaching ramifications. It too is a part of the restored gospel. Mission of the Holy Ghost. When the prophet Joseph Smith was asked to point out a distinctive feature of the church, he replied, "We have the Holy Ghost." The Holy Ghost, the third personage in the Godhead, is the spirit of revelation upon which the true church is founded. He is the comforter and the abiding witness referred to by the Lord Jesus, and He is conferred by the laying on of hands. He testifies to the repentant baptized believers that Jesus is the Christ, and clothes them with conviction that the restored gospel is true and divine. This conviction is a sacred and personal testimony that is the strength of the church and accounts for its wonderful achievements and the steadfastness and loyalty of its members. It is the mission of the Holy Ghost to inspire the Latter-day Saints in their efforts to build God's kingdom, to enhance and strengthen the missionary system at home and abroad, and to enlighten the minds of those who are searching for the truth. Man, a child of God. The restored gospel declares that man is a child of God, and that he lived before his advent upon the earth. A human being is therefore more than a physical creation. He is also a spiritual being endowed with the attributes of his heavenly Father. He moves toward perfection as he honors and obeys divine commandments, which is the only way to perfection. Life is full of purpose. Man's career on earth is an opportunity for growth and development, an opportunity for him to acquire knowledge, power, and experience, and to prepare him for eternal life in God's kingdom. No substitute for God's plan. Teaching the principles of truth is an obligation resting upon the church. There is no substitute for the plan of life taught by the Savior. This plan did not originate with man. It came from God through holy men, called prophets. They were foreordained to do their work. Their object was to bring sinners to repentance and to provide safeguards against the destructive influences rampant in their day. Jesus and his apostles assailed the corruption and hypocrisy existing among the scribes and Pharisees, and rebuked sin in high places. His denunciation of the religious hypocrites has no parallel in the world's literature. A modern prophet, God has spoken to the modern world through Joseph Smith, a farmer's son. Through him, a new dispensation of revealed knowledge has been ushered in. Prophecies concerning the latter days are being fulfilled, and man's responsibility to God is clearly outlined. The mission of this modern prophet was to set in order the things which pertain to God's kingdom. He was a humble man and came from the common ranks. He had no worldly background, no scholarly attainments, and no social standing to justify his selection. His mind was free from the traditions, superstitions, and fallacies of the past. He had little to unlearn, few prejudices to overcome, and no man-made theories to lay aside. He was pliable in the hands of God and impressionable to the Spirit's promptings. He was chosen before he was born, and came to the earth at the appointed time. He was foreordained to do his work. His capabilities had been determined before his earthly advent. He was the chosen of God and the friend of man. I so testify in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.